Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today, I'm joined by Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Political Affairs, Brendan Wirth, to talk about Kansas Farm Bureau's upcoming campaign school on April 15th and 16th at the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce. He's also going to talk a little bit about the many sessions that will be around the state from March through September. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Greg. Really looking forward to our visit today and sharing all the work we're doing to help candidates across Kansas.
Absolutely. And I'll have you start off for those who aren't familiar. What is Campaign School?
Well, Campaign School is a program that American Farm Bureau has actually been developed curriculum for over the last 20 years. It essentially teaches a nonpartisan fundamental tactics and strategies for how to campaign for any level of office. Whether you're running for a local school board seat or state legislature or Congress, the theories and practices that we teach in campaign schools work across all those systems. And campaign school brings together all those pieces and adapted to candidates in all those size races.
So this is kind of designed for everyone who's considering running for election. Can you walk me through what participants should expect during the two-day session coming up here in April?
Well, I think it's important to identify that, as you mentioned, this is open to everyone. In terms of who should attend, campaign schools for candidates, volunteers, spouses, those that are interested in potentially being campaign managers or helping people get elected in their community. So it's open to a wide array of folks that are interested in wanting to be a part of getting people in their communities or areas of their state elected to whatever office is relevant. The campaign school that we're offering on April 15th and 16th in Wichita is a day and a half. It starts around 10 o'clock the April 15th. We conclude around 5. And we cover things along the lines of, in that first day, consideration of the candidate, how to evaluate yourself, your opponent. If you have one, how do you set your campaign strategy? How you prepare your announcement? How do you talk to your spouse and family about, you know, what that's looked like to serve and campaign and all those contexts? And then we talk about exploring issues, how to pick the right issues for your campaign. And then we dive a little bit into a bit of budget and fundraising. How do you develop a budget? What should that look like? And how do you develop a fundraising plan based on the amount of money you need? Day two, we cover campaign tactics. It covers the basic campaign structure. You know, how do you build your team? I would advise any candidate running for whatever office of any size, don't do this by yourself. You've got friends, family, other constituents, people that want to help you get elected. How do you build that support and how do you use everybody effectively to make a comprehensive campaign for those? Then we talk about getting elected. How do we put these tactics into place? How to identify your voters, voter ID, in terms of who's actually going to vote for you and how do you get them out to do that? What's really unique about the two-day campaign school is everything in the context that we are also providing a simulation. That's what makes the two-day campaign school really unique, is that during this whole time where we're teaching all those tactics, we do a simulation where we break those attending into teams and they work together to develop a campaign plan, a mock campaign plan, that they can make decisions on everything we just talked about. And we score that and they get polling results. And based on how well they do, that's whether they win their office or not that they're running for. That's what's really unique that we found to what our campaign school offers that haven't found anywhere else. And the same time, we also do a very comprehensive media training where we give the participants the opportunity to be interviewed by our communication staff and get that experience. And then we videotape them and critique and give them some feedback. And we're in a visual world, how you manage your Facebook account and all the things, you know, video and social media related is a part of this. So how do you present yourself as an important piece as a candidate? And that's an important piece that we share in the two-day campaign school as well.
And outside of your day job here at Kansas Farm Bureau, you are also an elected official. So do you have any advice for somebody considering maybe putting their name on a ballot here? I know we have until early June to make that decision, but any advice, what sort of practical steps should somebody considering launching a campaign consider taking now, other than obviously signing up for campaign school?
Yeah, the things we teach about within campaign school, the curriculum is based on everything from the beginning of what should you start thinking about today. And you asked me, I'm a school board member, have been for 14 years on my local school board and worked with elected officials across the state at all levels, and start having those discussions before the filing deadline, obviously, and start thinking about how do I want to serve? What I talk to community members, what's important, not just what's important to you if you want to run, but what's important to them, what's important to the constituency. Because what's really unique about our campaign schools is, you know, it's got this proven nonpartisan curriculum, but it's really focused on voters and not politics. And so you got to understand what your voters are looking for. You may have the best ideas in the world, but if they aren't, and the issues you want to campaign on, if they're not important issues to the people you want to represent by getting elected, that's going to be a problem for you in your campaign. So those conversations are very helpful to understand who you're wanting to represent and what their passion and issues is important to them.
In the communications world, we call that audience. Select your audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the political world, we call that getting to know your voters. So yeah, it's the same.
One and the same. And I know American Farm Bureau has staff that will be present during the 2-day campaign school as well. So they're in the room and they provide this training across the country as well. But you have also slimmed this down into a condensed version for the mini sessions. How are those similar? How are they a little different than the full campaign school?
Well, our campaign school, like I mentioned, is a day and a half comprehensive with the media training, the simulation. We cover many of the same topics, but in a condensed form. Our mini sessions are only 4 hours long at most. 2 days is a long time if you're running for some small school board seats or a small city council across Kansas, but we saw the need that what could we do in a shorter time frame to get folks across Kansas more aware of how, if they wanted to serve, what's the path to be able to do that and how do they manage your election? So it's a 4-hour session. We still dive into the things like, how do you develop an effective campaign sign? Who are the voters and how do I find out who those are? What kind of budget should I have and what do things cost in order to run a campaign? And all those considerations, like as I mentioned before, are all the same depending on the scope and size. We just make sure you have all the fundamental pieces for whatever size campaign you need. And then if you ever decide to run for a race that's in a larger community or system, we have the 2-day school to get a little more in depth.
Excellent. And I know this is a little different than some of the other trainings offered by Kansas Farm Bureau in that these are open to anyone, correct? There is a fee associated with both the campaign school or the mini sessions, but it is slightly higher if you're not a member of Kansas Farm Bureau. How does that play into the people who attend these?
I'm going to plug our Engage Kansas coalition at the moment, because this is, as we rolled this out, I encourage folks to take a look at our engagekansas.org website. It's a coalition of organizations. Campaign school is just one resource for folks when to run for office. The details can link you straight to our kfb.org/campaign school if you want to get more details and agendas. But there is a registration fee. It is open to the public. Registration fee for the mini sessions is $60 for Kansas Farm Bureau members and $85 if you're not a member. We'd love to have your membership, obviously, but we don't want to keep any potential leaders from having this opportunity. And the 2-day session is $300 for members and $350 for non-members. Kansas Farm Bureau sees the need to have civic-minded individuals across Kansas. If they have the desire to want to serve in their communities, we want to make sure this tool is an opportunity they have access to. As we look at our small communities across Kansas, and USDA statistics continues to sell us, over 50% of household income on farms and ranches comes off the farm. It is so important that we have vibrant main streets and, you know, right down to, we have a nice swimming pool or a library or a hospital or, you know, the safety and security of our police and sheriff's departments, fire. All those are decisions made that have, you know, by folks in elected positions relating to budget and how those work in our communities. This is a great way to get folks that want to serve in their communities and help be a part of making our communities better. And we're just excited to be able to offer that to the organization and to the public.
And I just want to repeat that web link again was kfb.org/campaign school. I will also include that in the show notes at the bottom, but that will have the full list of dates for the mini sessions in addition to all the pricing information.
Can I just run through all the other mini session dates? Is that all right?
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to these mini sessions as we start the first one March 5th in Manhattan. We then go to Overland Park on March 25th, Independence, May 21st, Beloit in June 17th, Dodge City, July 9th, Colby, August 20th, and Hutchinson, September 9th. Obviously, on top of the April 15th and 16th campaign school in Wichita, we're all over the state of Kansas and trying to create as much accessibility to this program as we can for those as they look at races, not just in 2026. You know, we've got lots of decisions to make on our ballots as we approach November, August, and November in 2026. But as we look at 2027, again, in school boards, city councils, and the effects they have, and there'll be a lot of seats up, and we want to get folks prepared to be able to that want to serve in those capacities.
And you mentioned up at the top that this is obviously a nonpartisan training. We are a nonpartisan organization, which makes for some interesting discussions during campaign school, during the mini sessions, because it really is everyone in the room together kind of working toward the same goal. I think that's something unique about this training. Any insights or takeaways from how this is set up?
Well, in the 3 years we've been offering this, we've had over 150 attendees through the campaign schools that we've offered. And what I love is I don't know party affiliation when you walk in the room. And most of the time after spending 3 hours or 4 hours or 2 days with you, I don't know your party affiliation when you leave the room. As I mentioned, this is about voters and not politics. How are you going to connect your campaign to the voters in your district? The voters obviously have political leanings, but how do you craft your message about yourself and how you're going to represent them? That's what makes this training so unique.
Anything else before we go? A parting message, maybe?
Just appreciate being able to offer this to Kansans. Whether you're a Kansas Farm Bureau member or not, I really, as I mentioned too, this is also one of many resources on our engagekansas.org website. Everything from if you want to just learn more about what a school board member, city council, county commissioner, or look at other leadership trainings like Carl or Leadership Kansas, open to the public across Kansas. We have several other resources for those wanting to serve in their communities. EngageKansas.org. That also links you to our Kansas Farm Bureau campaign schools, again, where you can learn them. If you want to see an agenda, get registered, or have any more questions, you want to message us. Just look forward to helping those. It's really exciting to see as we approach elections, see folks develop a campaign. They walk in the room like, I just want to serve, or I filed and I don't know what I'm doing. And you see them execute a wonderful plan and campaign team put together and then get in a position to serve. It's really exciting to see that, carry that out in their communities.
Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Political Affairs, Brendan Worth. Brendan, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Greg.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.